Huge sums have already been spent on the furlough job retention scheme, which is where this point about how it is all going to be paid for comes into it. And I think people are really not clear on where you stand about paying for it. You've raised the prospect personally of a wealth tax, then you seem to go back from it. You've said you're against generalised tax rises for the general population. And yet we've heard on the programme this morning from a former head of HMRC, which has said that the truth is ultimately every household which is economically active in Britain is going to have to contribute.
Well, I don't think with respect there is confusion at all. There's a big difference between the period when we need to grow our economy, when we really desperately need to be increasing the size of our economy again, and then the wash up afterwards if interest rates start to go up again. They're two very, very different periods. If we see government slamming the brakes on potentially in the autumn with generalised tax increases across the whole of the population, potentially with cuts to services, we know what is likely to happen. I mean, we saw what happened after 2010 with cuts in expenditure. We had a very, very sluggish recovery. We didn't see demand picking up to the extent that it did in many other nations that didn't adopt that kind of a position. So we know that we need to focus on growing the economy now. That is absolutely critical. When we do that, we get more people economically active, more people paying tax in the first place. We ensure that we can deal with that debt, at least in the short to
understood,
medium term.
Understood. But when
then,
choices
there's
come,
that long-term question, as I said, it will be shaped by the nature of the interest rate regime. If it is the case that contributions need to be made, then we absolutely cannot see low and middle income people paying the price for this crisis in the way that they did since 2010.
So are you
that would
committed
not be acceptable.
Then? Are you committed to a wealth tax at that point?
Well, I've surely just spelled out to you that now is not the time
raising
taxes.
Further ahead, because at that point,
the Labour Party will determine its future position on the tax regime in the same way that it does with all policies.
But you can say now, can't you? You can say now whether you are in favour of a wealth tax or
not. Now is not the time to be determining changes to the tax regime with respect. Now is the time to be focusing on growth. That's what's desperately needed, particularly to be getting people back into work. Okay.